May C. Jemison, astronaut and doctor. I always knew I'd go to space. Born October 17th, 1956, United States of America. Once upon a time, there was a curious girl named May who could not make up her mind about what she wanted to be when she grew up. Sewing dresses for her Barbie dolls, she wanted to be a fashion designer. Reading a book about space travel, she wanted to be an astronaut. Fixing a broken toy, she thought maybe an engineer would be better. Going to the theater, she exclaimed, "Maybe I'll become a dancer." The world was May's laboratory, and she had plenty of experiments she wanted to try. She studied chemical engineering, African-American studies, and medicine. She learned to speak Russian, Swahili, and Japanese. She became a doctor and volunteered in Cambodia and Sierra Leone. Then she applied to NASA to become an astronaut. May was selected, and after 1 year of training, she was sent into space on board the space shuttle. She carried out tests on the other members of the crew. Since she was not only an astronaut but also a doctor, her mission was to conduct experiments on things like weightlessness and motion sickness, which can be quite a problem when you're floating upside down in outer space. When May came back to Earth, she realized that, while she had enjoyed space very much, her true passion was improving health in Africa. So she quit NASA and founded a company which uses satellites to do just that. May Jemison was the first African-American woman in space.